KCBR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Christmas is over, so now begins the rush to return.
Many people escape the winter cold for sunny and warm spots to celebrate the season.
We're the place to be in the winter when it's snowing and cold other places.
That's Miami International Airport spokesman Greg Chin, who says they set some records the past few days.
We average from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday almost 190,000 passengers.
But the rush isn't over yet.
We expect a busy weekend. This coming weekend and next week, even going into Three Kings Day when a lot of people travel from Latin America.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
From sun to snow, people in the plains are digging out after a powerful snowstorm blanketed parts of the region. KWCH-TV's Sean Logging has been trudging through the snow.
It's been largely favorable road conditions for drivers along I-70 here in north central Kansas, as treated and cleared roads are making for fairly smooth driving. But heading west is when drivers are encountering more issues.
My boyfriend called kind of to give me a heads up, saying there might be some road closures, so might make a quick detour.
More Israeli soldiers have died during attacks on Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
In Gaza, six Israeli soldiers have been pronounced dead by the military, and over 240 Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli airstrikes, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health.
The health ministry says almost 21,000 people have died in Gaza since October 7th, the day Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel. We've learned more about this week's American airstrikes on Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq. More from CBS's David Martin.
They hit three locations inside Iraq. They think they killed one or two militia members and wounded perhaps more than a dozen others.
The strikes were in retaliation for a drone attack on a military base in northern Iraq that wounded three American troops, one critically. A new California law that raises the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour in April could be the reason more than 1,200 delivery drivers are being laid off. The drivers work at hundreds of Pizza Hut locations. They'll lose their jobs by the end of February. One of our longtime CBS News radio colleagues has died. Anchor and correspondent Tom Foti was with this network for 26 years.
I'm Tom Foti. The Biden administration effectively gave itself an economic report card.
Tom was a friendly man and a reliable and professional journalist, ready to do anything this network asked of him. He died at his home in Northern Virginia. Tom Foti was 41 of 77 years old. Once more, here is Tom Foti.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Monday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also reached in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, just to name a few. Republicans plan to propose eliminating taxes on retirement income in Wisconsin this spring. Democrats say they'll work to make sure any tax cut is targeted to middle class.
We are going to make sure that anything that comes forward is focused on those families and those individuals who really need a little extra breathing room.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers back at work. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff getting their game plan ready. After reviewing their win over the Carolina Panthers, Matt LaFleur says Jordan Love's quarterback sneak for a touchdown was an audible.
One cool moment was when we were on the goal line there in the first half, and he audibled to that quarterback sneak. I think that shows kind of the level of growth that he's had in his game. That was a pretty cool moment.
The Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday night. The Bucks on the road face the Brooklyn Nets 6:30 tomorrow night after losing to the New York Knicks Christmas Day 129-122. Adrian Griffin.
Nothing changes as far as after every game. You take the good, you look at what you did well, and then you look at what you can do better. So just our job as coaches to, again, prepare them, be the most prepared team that we can be. No, it's not going to be easy, but do the things that go on to win, you got a good chance.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear here in the overnight. Lower 30s expected by daybreak. Our winds will be light. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies near the 40-degree mark. North winds 5 to 10. A little bit of light rain late Wednesday night. Right now, it's 28.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair.
And this is Greg Bach.
For As Goes Wisconsin, Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy today's specially curated replays.
Curated, that's a fun word. Thank you for listening and enjoy. And Jane, I hope you're having a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Aww.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
Oh, it's going. No one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. And the America's finest news source.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. 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 The beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sold my comedic goats, I guess you could say, with The Onion, and did that for, over 23 years, I believe. Just when we were just a newspaper in Madison, and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys Vols to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it, really was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians, and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right. That's the beauty of The Onion, is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that, is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State about 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who do you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And that for the next like 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, would I know any of your headlines? He goes, I wrote, Black Man Asks America for Change. And
yeah, so Obama elected, right? Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah,
it's the byline on that article. That's how
influential it is. It stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
That's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. They would have had dancing waterfalls. A wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition. And verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real. And translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies a day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got into Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news back.
I don't disagree with you.
That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion, and now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So, Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So, I'm a empty box baron. So, what we do is sell empty boxes, these boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real
product? Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We will wait for him to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. He came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue-in-cheek. Each panel has a new joke explaining the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up. You go to the party. You give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a Visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels,
sure.
But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off, too? We have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Franco is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, it's a theater of the mind. So that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief Family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family, and it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table, and light it, and then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out, and whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at the Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock, and once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry, and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry. Just because they have such a footprint, and they weren't really connecting with the next generation. Got to think a little bit more, and then I came to realize there's over a half a billion gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko, and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean,
there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah, Eric he's the creative director, and you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years, so our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. Yep. And he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products. The Rotowipe, I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper, and it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1,500 wipes per minute. He builds these things, and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ryan Walther is our guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy. So go on alone if you want it that way. I'll save all the water.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous.
As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Kelvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of I wish this really existed. Bathe and Brew coffee maker for your shower head. Take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side too, the Earwax candle kit, it kind of is little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your ear wax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant, but that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean. From the inventor Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep. Well, we lost our connection again. With Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co.
He has a line. He is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that he's a germaphobe, as I mentioned, and but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and stuff for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying.
Oh, that's so
mission accomplished.
So your co-founder, your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually what you see. The earwax is that they use like for sealant in plumbing. Yeah. So it has that color to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's the donut?
You look it up. You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster.
The donut holster.
You can see all of these at pranko.com and, as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Nope.
Nope. Are you there? Nope. I think he's having some glitchy a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I lost you on the live stream there, so unfortunately
we still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. Yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore. So that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're actually, again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which will be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Prankle to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Powell.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. Our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So,
we don't take things too seriously in this world, but that's okay. Most people shouldn't.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit, and this is going way back, where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bass-O-Matic 76 fan.
That's awesome. Bass-O-Matic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of bass. That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
oh, every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's yep.
Every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash, and that you can check that one out online as well. But, keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh, and, it's a theater of the mind. And, each and every day that we wake up, we, want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which one's gotta go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the Shaw WAUK. CBS News Brief. Well, you got to where you wanted for Christmas. Now it's time to go home. CBS News New York reporter Nick Calloway is at Newark International Airport.
TSA predicts that this Friday, December 29th, and Monday, January 1st, will be the busiest days at airports across the U.S. as we round out the holiday travel rush. Travelers are urged to get to the airport at least 2 hours before your flight.
Longtime CBS News radio anchor and correspondent Tom Foti has died. CBS News radio correspondent Peter King knew him well.
I'm Tom Foti, and a very
he had been a mainstay for CBS News radio since 1998. His family's home in Budapest leveled in the middle of the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. The Fotis escaped to Austria and then the U.S. Tom later worked in news radio in New York, Washington, covering everything from government affairs to international news.
Tom Foti died at his home in Northern Virginia this week. He was 77. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin are going down when the rest of the country is going up. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. The national average price of gasoline has risen almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. Political observers say black voters in Milwaukee will be key to winning Wisconsin in the race for president next year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells WISN-TV's Up Front that's why President Biden was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee last week.
There's a reason why, of all places he could have gone, he chose the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. He's doing outreach to the African-American community.
The president has work to do to get his message across. The latest Marquette poll has Biden's job approval rating in Wisconsin at 42%. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear here in the overnight. Lower 30s expected by daybreak. Our winds will be light. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies near the 40-degree mark. North winds 5 to 10. A little bit of light rain late Wednesday night. Right now it's 28.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Christmas cookies, sugar.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So very happy to have you along today. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach, Carol Kane are with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
If you want to call in and or text. And just a reminder to download the Civic Media app. It is a wonderful app. It is a free app. And it enables you to listen to all of the various radio shows all across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, the good doctor that we're going to have on at 11, he was talking about it last week and how easy it is to access and how great of an app it is. So
you can download podcasts if you're going to be traveling for the holidays and you want to take us with you. You can absolutely do that. So get the Civic Media app wherever you do your app things. It is our first ever As Goes Wisconsin Christmas treat exchange. There was some controversy as we began over whether or not brownies should be allowed. We did make special dispensation for the brownie, which is what Greg Bach brought in.
Did not bring a brownie.
Okay. What is it?
It's a cookie bar.
It's a cookie bar.
And I have a response from my mother if you decide to fight me on this.
What does mom say?
And if you... This is coming from Mama Bach.
Okay.
And if you tell them, and you tell them if they complain that they are brownies, that they are made with cookie dough and brownies are made of cake dough, and just shut up.
Well, there you go.
Wow, mom really standing
throwing it down, man.
Standing up for you, boy.
Any idea where I get my mouth from? It's from Jackie Bach.
Best cookie, worst cookie, and cookie disasters as we do a taste test here at 844-967-2789. I'm just curious because I can think of one. But where do we want to start? Who should start? With whom's treat should we start?
I want to start with Carol's.
All right.
So Carol, go ahead and explain your cookie.
I already had one. I know.
What happened with the cookie?
Well, first of all, start with what it is.
Start with what it is.
It's a chocolate chunk. So it's chocolate cookie with chocolate chunks in it. Now, the thing is that I'm not a baker. They're crispier than I would prefer because if you want a softer cookie, usually you have to use like shortening.
Mm-hmm.
This has got a lot of butter in it. There's two sticks of butter in these things, which is why they kind of spread out and got a little crispier. But
they're not crispy. They're not crispy.
No, oh. they're soft, which I love personally.
Okay, good. They look a little like the one I tried at home. Maybe was a little smaller and crispy. But they're just
I think they're delicious.
I think they're delicious. I would eat a ton of these, and they're not over. Like this could be a death by chocolate that always. You can have like two bites of a death by chocolate something. It's just going to be too much.
It overwhelms
this
it a little
is,
bit.
This is, Carol, okay. This is good.
Good. I'm glad everybody gets some out of that container that I brought. Mm. So, fine. It wasn't a complete disaster. I've had complete disasters before. This was off the air when we were talking. I'm not a baker.
Yeah.
I'm a cook.
Should have fooled me.
My son is the baker in the family, and he loves to make cakes, and I used to be a baker. Like, I've made wedding cakes before, and I know how to decorate, and I've got all the tubes.
I don't think you get to say that I'm not a baker, then.
Seriously, not if you make wedding cakes.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Oh, my God, take the compliment.
Okay. We're so Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin thing. We can't graciously accept a compliment. We have to dispute it somehow.
We are enjoying a nice milk flight.
We are.
With 2% whole milk. Ooh, political. And premium chocolate milk from Prairie Farms, which is a farmer-owned company.
And that was a suggestion by Luke Mathers, who was here yesterday when I told him about the treat exchange.
Who's very upset he wasn't invited.
So what do you have? You have whole, right?
I have whole milk. I love whole milk. That's a treat.
Yeah.
That's a treat.
Well, I mean, I'm with you on that. If you're going to see, it's like beer for me. If I'm going to drink a beer, I'm going fully loaded. Don't give me a light beer. I don't want
to. I agree with you.
I'm just bring it all. Bring it on.
All right.
So
you're like, give me a barrel aged barley wine, 17%. Make me forget my name.
Exactly. Okay, so where are we going next?
I think we should try Greg's next.
Okay, so what you have there in front of you, I like this, is like, ooh, is there's no name for it. So this originally was going to be a caramel ribbon.
I was going to say, cookie. It's got caramel in it.
It does. It's very thick, and it's a little hard. I apologize. It was in the refrigerator. It has a base of a sugar cookie.
Okay.
Then it has a layer of caramel with some chocolate chip sprinkled in, and then a layer of chocolate chip cookie dough on top. Baked for about 30 minutes.
I took too big of a bite.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's really good.
It is?
Be careful with your fillings.
Yeah, yep.
There's
a lot of caramel in there.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to...
But honestly, it was only a thin layer of caramel, too. It really wasn't a lot of caramel.
Gosh, I haven't had cookies and milk.
She hasn't had cookies and milk.
I can't remember the last time I had a cookie. And I mean, really, this caramel is killing me right now.
Sorry.
It's really good.
No,
but
it's delicious.
Calvin, how you doing over there? Calvin also did not, he chose not to partake in the milk flight.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
All right. So Carol and Greg, we're doing well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this was, like I said, it's amalgamation. It's a Frankenstein. Maybe I'll call them Frankenstein cookie bars. Because we literally made it up on the spot because we didn't have all the things for the original thing was to make caramel ribbon brownies, put them on a sugar cookie base, and make them like that kind of thing.
Oh, you made this up?
I made that up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And it's easy as all get out. But we didn't have some of the things, and I'm like... Let's just go for this. And my mom was like, yeah. Like, everything I kept on saying, she's like, I like it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so those are the Frankenstein cookie bars.
Okay.
They're delicious. But again, careful with those fillings. They'll soften up a little bit as you had them in the fridge.
You know what I would do? And this is just Carol, because I love to gild the lily, if you will. I would put this in the microwave and put a little bit of ice cream.
Yep. Yes, 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 yes.
That is a great idea.
I almost
put
them in the microwave before we started, but I didn't want that.
That's an excellent idea.
Yes.
No, and then because what that is that's a glycemic coma right there.
Oh yeah.
All right. So where are we going next? We doing Jane's or are we doing?
Why don't you do mine? Well, I will do Calvin's last because I'm fairly confident that they're going to be the best ones.
Okay. This isn't a contest. This is just simply an exchange.
It's a taste test.
Exactly.
So these are key lime pie cookies.
Ooh, I already can tell I'm going to love it.
They're not limey enough.
No, they need to have a little extra zing to them. But
I'm telling you, I put in and I specifically got key lime juice.
That key lime juice, yeah.
Very specific. And so.
And is this lime zest?
It's lime zest.
Yeah.
And I made a couple mistakes as I was putting them together.
I can't taste them.
Again, like you, Carol, there's two sticks of butter in here, so it's really heart healthy.
Who cares? It's the holidays.
I know. But it called originally for a teaspoon of lime zest in the dough, and I put in a tablespoon of lime zest in the dough, which you can't even tell.
Next time, put even more then. Because the thing is, if you think it needs more, I think this is great.
They're delicious. Yeah.
It's nice. It's light. It's not overdoing it. But if you want more lime, which I'm never upset about.
This is the key lime cookie.
I'm a citrus
These
fan.
These are fantastic.
I mean,
thank you. And then I changed the frosting, the icing recipe, because the original recipe called for just powdered sugar and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of a...
That's a glaze.
It's a glaze.
Yeah.
And I really, really love cream cheese. So I made a cream cheese frosting instead. And I added originally, according to the recipe, a half a teaspoon. I ended up putting in 2.5 teaspoons.
Do it.
And I still don't think it has enough.
Do it. Do it.
I mean, if you're going to, I think they're delicious. It's really a lovely, like a butter cookie, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm with you in the fact that it could use that extra oomph.
Yeah, that extra kick.
Yeah.
But this is a great place to start, let me tell you.
Next time, I'll add more. Calvin, what's your verdict on the key lime pie cookie?
I like it a lot. I am going to disagree. I don't think it needs more lime at all, though.
I think
it is adequately limey.
I am agreeing with Calvin.
Adequately limey. Yep. What are you, British?
This cookie right here is adequately limey. No, I agree with Calvin. I think it has enough lime, but if you want more, go for it. But this is delicious.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's delicious,
too. And I
think
that's the most Wisconsin compliment ever. It's adequately limey. I think that's perfect. And I can accept that compliment.
But she doesn't.
Because it's not too over the top.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And finally, this is Calvin's mother's sour cream cookie. Calvin,
that's the whole name.
What goes into this wonderful cookie?
Butter, flour, sugar, sour cream, and almond extract.
Mmm. Very light. Very fluffy.
Very cakey, yes.
Yeah, that's why I like them, because you could eat 10 of them.
Once again, I'm like acting like an animal. I'm taking these huge bites.
Well, obviously you need to have cookies and milk more often because you are feeling cheated.
I mean, what do you get? My paper towel plate here is empty, but for the little bit, I'm taking it slow on Kelvin's mom's cookie.
I'm digging the milk, man.
See? I like it's oh my gosh, this is so good.
Maybe bring this to your holiday celebration. Bring a milk flight. I think that would be hilarious. Mm-hmm. You could have set up a little milk bar, and then you could have a juice bar with soy juice and oat juice.
Listen to you.
You know what?
You just keep swinging at
Kelvin. Kelvin, don't laugh. Don't encourage her.
I agree with her wholeheartedly. I don't even like drinking milk, and I still agree with
you. You agree with her whole milk heartedly?
Yes.
That's delicious.
He's 100% whole. That's right.
I think that, you know what? I don't think there was a winner, and I don't think there was a loser. Yeah, they're all different, and they're all fun.
They're all delicious. I got to actually, could I have a little, break me off a piece of the one that I made? I haven't had a.
Take a small bite.
There we go.
It's very, very chewy.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the fun thing about the holidays, actually. You know, my girlfriend Mary puts together, everybody gets a huge tray of cookies. She makes like 15 to 20 different kinds of cookies. And everybody, when we leave her house on Christmas Eve, walk out with a huge tray of cookies. And that's part of the fun of it. It's just like, spin the dial. Which one am I going to get today? You know? So, you got the caramel's kicking in.
You got a little bit of caramel. The thing that I was very surprised with my cookie was that with the sugar cookie base, the caramel, the chocolate chips, and then the chocolate chip cookie dough on top, I expected it to be far sweeter than it was.
No, it's nice.
It's nice, but I was also that's where I thought I had failed. Like I'd almost like all the sweetness had combined to create nothing. But no, I'm happy with
it. How much sugar was in it? Do you remember?
Oh, I didn't add anything. It was, literally there were no, it's easy.
Okay.
Like there's no additives.
What cookie is your favorite cookie and your cookie disasters? I have one that I want to tell you about. When we come back, stay with us. You are listening to the great As Goes Wisconsin Christmas Treat Exchange. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Jay Netnair in for Kristen Bry and Carol Kane. Greg Bacher with me in the studio. Kellen is running the board. You can always check in with us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
He's in a cookie coma. That's why he's a little slower.
I need more chocolate. Feed me.
If you have favorite Christmas cookie recipes you would like to share with us, please let us know. If you had a Christmas cookie disaster you want to share with us, we'd really love to know about that. 844-967-2789. And watching on the live stream, Tony says, any chance of putting your cookie recipes on the Facebook page of the Civic Media website? We have not made our cookies yet.
I would love to, Tony, and I will. I'm just sort of embarrassed on how easy they are because it's
basically a sugar cookie that you add cocoa to and throw in chocolate chips. That's basically what it is.
There is no like add a little sugar here, a little milk. It's literally open a package, do this, 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 bake it, you're done.
Again, the most Wisconsin thing ever.
I know.
I didn't do anything. Oh, it was so easy. Oh, it was only five things. Oh, stop.
Do you guys have a favorite though? Because I would say that my favorite Christmas cookie would be just like a rich shortbread cookie with a little bit of frosting on it.
Yes, I would. I always like, I don't know what they're called, their official names, but just that sugar cookie with a little Hershey's Kiss on top.
I'm thinking of the peanut butter cookie.
That's
with
the peanut butter cookie.
With the Hershey's Kiss. Those are really good.
Yeah, those are very hard not to eat all of.
Or the Buckeye is good too. What's the Buckeye? It's like the peanut butter ball that's it's got, you know what I mean?
Butter.
It's like peanut butter and powdered sugar and Rice Krispie treats, and it's kind of it's not a bake cookie, and then you basically run through chocolate. That's called a Buckeye.
That sounds really delicious.
They are. That's an addictive thing right there too.
I want to remind you that we also have a milk flight that we're enjoying today, courtesy of Luke Mathers' suggestion. And Dexter from the 541 says, if you had invited Kristen, you could have added another milk to your flight.
Heyo. Peanut butter blossoms. Sarah got on the live stream.
Yes, peanut butter blossoms.
Thank you, Sarah. Love your Funko Pop doll icon.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 2789 Spritzer cookies are very, very traditional.
Oh, very.
So they're kind of star shaped, and then they have
you have to put them through a press.
That is the biggest pain in the neck.
Yes, it is. It is.
In the world. My sister and I tried this.
Welcome to Jane Almost Swears on radio.
Oh, heck.
My sister and I tried to make the Spritzer cookies a couple of years ago, and I was on the nozzle. Very important position. On the nozzle with the Spritzer cookies. The nozzle would go shooting off.
Right.
The nozzle would get clogged. The nozzle would not nozzle.
And it's a very traditional European cookie.
It's very picky.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's really, really picky. And ultimately, I gave up trying to get the nice shape to it.
Yeah, the heck with it.
And they were just kind of blobs. And it's like, just put a lot of, sprinkle some sugar on it. We're moving on.
You know, when growing up, we were, my grandmother was Norwegian, and we would have, I'm probably murdering it, but Berliner Krauser and Krumkakas and rosettes and things like that. That's the kind of stuff my grandmother would make.
I love that you said that, because we just got a texture from the 262. Listen to the Shaw. Saying my favorite Christmas cookie is definitely Scandinavian fried rosette cookies. My grandma used to make them every Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. These were not fried. These were just baked.
No,
the spritzers are just baked.
Yeah.
So Scandinavian fried rosette cookies. I mean, really, that sounds very interesting.
There are very few cookies I won't enjoy. I think my basic ones, I don't like shortbread cookies because they never taste like anything.
Oh, there's nothing like a good buttery shortbread.
Yeah, man. You haven't had good shortbread.
But I haven't. But yeah, I'm really going to go to any sort of Christmas cookie thing and I'm going to devour, because I love them. I love Christmas cookies. I love sweets. I don't have a sweet tooth, I don't think, because like we don't have sweets constantly in the house and that doesn't bother me. But if you put me in front of fine baked goods that people especially have toiled over, then I'm in. I'm here. Seriously, those limey cookies. Key
lime pie cookies.
Very delicious. I want some more of those.
Anything that's citrusy, like my girlfriend makes delicious lemon bars.
Oh,
delicious lemon bars.
Lemon bars are awesome. I almost did that. I almost submitted that too, because lemon bars are so yummy.
But are there any disastrous stories that we're hearing from anybody? Like, I don't have enough baking experience. I almost thought I had a disaster story from yesterday, because when I wanted to melt the caramel in the pan like an expert, and they were like, at first they were like, make your own caramel. I'm like, no.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That's a whole different step.
And I may have ruined a pot.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, sure. I mean, that would be my disaster in the fact that I forgot, because I'm an idiot. Forgot that I had cookies in the oven, and I went about my business, and I came downstairs and the entire kitchen was filled with smoke, and the cookies were absolutely black.
Smoked sugar cookies. Yeah. An entirely different recipe from Carol Kane.
I'm opening every window and I've got the fan going, and I'm just like, you're an idiot.
Well, that's the thing though. The key lime pie cookies I made were only in the oven for 8 minutes. It doesn't take
long.
See,
you can't.
You can't walk away. You really can't.
Yeah, mine were 30 minutes. We did 30-minute baking, and I think that was good. May only need 25, but we did, because they were amalgamation, we just kind of said 350.
You have to wing it, yeah.
And do 20 minutes, and then we'll check.
Right.
And
right.
My mom said, like, oh, let's do another 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, let's do that. But then the caramel coagulates immediately.
This is like the technical challenge on the Great British Baking Show, Greg Bach. And you just have to kind of wing it and see how it goes.
I'm telling you, you put that in the microwave and you put a scoop of ice cream on it, you will thank me in the morning.
Well, we will get the recipes posted, and you check our show notes, as always, at civicmedia.us. They go up about an hour after the show is over, and we'll get up as much information as we possibly can. All right, news is coming up next, and then Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is C.